Hey, Mom, what if making the bed wasn't a daily battle? Betty's all-in-one zipper bedding makes bedmaking so easy, the kids will even love doing it. No more messy sheets or tangled blankets. Just zip and go. Designed for busy families like yours, Betty's blends cozy comfort with effortless style. Make mornings smoother, rooms tidier, and life easier with Betty's. Shop BEDDYS.com today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to get some great ideas for things to do this weekend. I'm joined by Aideen Fitzmaurice, good food and travel content creator. Aideen, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
Now, we always start with a date. Would you go with a date? You've three ideas.
I've picked three gorgeous gigs for you this weekend, Pat. First up is Sharon Clancy in Johnstown Castle. Have you ever been to Johnstown Castle?
No, I don't think so.
It is gorgeous. And only in the last year or two, they've now opened up the castle for the public. You can go in and do tours. I did one about 2 weeks ago and it was fantastic. And the grounds are just beautiful to walk around. But this Friday at 8 p.m, Sharon Clancy will be playing jazz-filled Christmas tunes. The wine will be flowing, candles burning. It'll just be really getting you into that festive spirit. Tickets are €25 and you can book on the Johnstown Castle Estate website. Also this weekend is the Sing for Simon gig. This is for the Dublin Simon community and it's going to be in the Helix with the RTE Concert Orchestra and some special guests, including Mary Black and Mary Coughlin. This is also on Friday night, starting at 8 p.m. and tickets for this are €15. And then finally, we have a gorgeous gig in Kilkenny Castle, which is run by the OPW. So they're doing the Irish Baroque Orchestra and Chorus, directed by Peter Whelan. And it'll be all those Christmas songs. This has been read since 1734. So really, really long standing music piece, but absolutely stunning. And tickets for this are €30.
I'd imagine that that would be a lovely setting.
Yeah, I just love Kilkenny general. And Kilkenny Castle is just so beautiful.
So tickets, €30.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to bring kids somewhere, whether they're your own or somebody else's, where to go?
Well, I mean, one of my favourite things, Christmas traditions in the middle of the city, is the live crib. And it's back this year at the Mansion House. So they have sheep, donkey, goats, and you can go in and see the live crib. So this would just be a great one for the kids if you're doing your Christmas shopping in the city this weekend.
Now, if you're flying solo or going out with a mate or two, where would you recommend?
The Nightmare Before Christmas is playing at Rascal's Brewery in Inchicore. So this is obviously one of Tim Burton's classics. And with your ticket, which is only €5.70 plus the Eventbrite fee, you'll get some beer and some popcorn. It's obviously a brewery, so the beer is going to be stunning. And then they also have pizza on offer here if you want to order that before, during or after the screening.
They're not going to make any money out of that. It's such good value.
Well, if you're buying your pizza and a few extra beers, sure, it all adds up, Pat.
Yeah, they give you one taster and then it's up to you.
And then it's up to you for all the rest.
Now, a free event.
The Athlone Christmas Market is on this weekend. A great way to sample what we have on offer in Ireland's Hidden Heartlands. There'll obviously be lots of craft here, food. There'll be carol singers, a great atmosphere. And this is taking place in the Athlone Civic Square from the 12th until the 15th of December. Also, another Christmas market is the Nano Nagel Place in Cork. So this is all about Irish-made, locally crafted gifts. This is on this weekend and also next weekend, starting from 11 a.m. in the morning till 4 p.m. in the evening.
And are these just outdoor street markets so that you just mooch along?
Yeah, lots of nice stalls to check out.
No admission fee, in other words. Yeah.
All free.
Okay, now a couple of new openings.
I've picked two for you this weekend. First up is Suertudo in Ranla. I'm not very good with my Spanish, but it's a new Mexican and it is located where Dillinger's was. So it's funny because we mentioned a few weeks back, there's another Mexican restaurant just a few doors down that opened recently called Paria. So that'll definitely be there to challenge that.
Now, I just came back from Mexico a few weeks ago I didn't get a decent meal.
What?
Throughout the whole trip. Yeah, absolutely.
Are you joking?
Very disappointed.
Were you in Mexico City?
No.
Okay.
No, in the desert.
Okay, okay. Because Mexico City is the best food I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, because that's what they keep saying. And I was so looking forward to it. And then it was so disappointing.
You'll have to go back.
Have to go
get some street tacos. It'll change your life.
So that's one.
That's
a new
one.
Mexican.
And the next is Foray on Sussex Avenue. I'm sure you've heard of Forest Avenue or Little Forest. It's the same owners. It's right beside it. And instead of kind of the formality of Forest Avenue, which we know and we love so much, this is more of a kind of a laid back.
Have you been to it yet?
I haven't. I'm very excited to go.
It's a small enough place, I would suspect.
It's cosy. It's small. It's just above O'Brien's pub. So I think it'll be lovely for a date night.
Okay, and the kind of things they're offering: Bayonne ham, leeks vinaigrette, onion velouté, hake grenobloise, and trout rillette.
That's great pronunciation, Pat.
My
well
goodness.
Done.
Anyway, lots to do, and of course, it'll be very busy. And try and get out there, because some of these places, not the new places you mentioned, but all restaurants will,
absolutely,
in January, probably have a cold enough January.
Yeah.
So give them a little bit of a buffer,
please,
to get through the early months of next year.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.